Day two, self-doubt. So you get an idea. Maybe it even feels like a good idea. It certainly seems like a good idea. And then you start to get a little excited about it. And then almost immediately, another voice in your head pipes up. You're not qualified to do that. Who do you think you are to do that? You don't know how to do that. It's probably already been done before. It's probably not even that good of an idea. Is it a good idea? Seemed like a good idea, but it's probably not a good idea. This kind of second guessing is killing your creativity. Let's take a little bit of a look at where some of this self-doubt comes from, because it's not all bad. Human beings are naturally wired for the negative. It's a survival mechanism. Our brain will always look at a situation and think, well, what could go wrong? How could this be dangerous? What are the risks involved? That's completely normal and natural. And to have a little bit of fear around doing something you've never done before or putting yourself out there in a new way, again, totally natural. So step one is to stop thinking of fear as a bad thing or as a sign that you shouldn't do something. Having fear around your ideas is a natural step in the creative process, but it's important not to give that fear too much weight or too much attention. It's a lot like stage fright. Having stage fright doesn't mean that you shouldn't go on stage. It just means you're about to go on stage. And really, fear is you just making up stories inside of your mind. Disaster stories. So if you're going to make up stories inside of your mind, you might as well make them up about people who love your work, people who love your idea being a great success, a new adventure, turning out beautifully. Practice using your imaginative powers for good. You may also be experiencing self-doubt because you've let yourself down before. You've promised yourself you're going to do something, but then not followed through. You've started a project and then not finished it. And if you do that often enough, you will inhibit or even destroy your own self-trust. I see this all the time when people talk to me about working with me. It's not that they don't trust me. They don't trust themselves. They've let themselves down so many times. We build respect and esteem with other people by keeping our promises to them. We build self-respect and self-esteem by keeping our promises to ourselves. Now again, we're a little negatively programmed, so it's easy to over-notice the times you've let yourself down. So this might be a great opportunity to remind yourself of all the times you have not let yourself down. All the times you have kept your promise to yourself. Understand that you can trust yourself. Sometimes when I hear people exclaim about, oh, all the books they've started and not finished, or workshops they've signed up for and not completed, and I want to say, you know, that's probably not your fault. A lot of those books and workshops are kind of boring, especially for highly creative people. Most of the good stuff is maybe in the first third, and then it gets kind of dull. So maybe you could trust yourself that you got what you needed out of that book, or out of that course, or out of that relationship, or out of that project, and you actually didn't need to finish it. Completion can be overrated. The final suggestion I want to give you is to ask yourself those same self-doubting questions, just with a different tone in your voice. Because like I said, you're not going to not have these questioning thoughts. We're not looking to turn you into some kind of bold at all costs, charge ahead, do anything without thinking person. That wouldn't make any sense. So when the voice comes up that says, well, who do you think you are? We say instead, who do I think I am? I think I'm someone who would like to experiment with this idea. Am I qualified to do this? Well, I've had the idea, so I know enough to start. And the voice says, you don't know enough. Do I know enough? Well, I can probably learn what I need to learn as I go. Maybe I could even find other people to help me. Yeah, but is that really a good idea? Okay. Is this really a good idea? And here we have one of the great misapprehensions about ideas. There is no such thing as a good idea. Not at the beginning. So think of it as a sparkly breadcrumb. Follow the sparkly breadcrumbs. See where it leads. You're never going to know if an idea is a good idea until you've started to explore it a little bit. So quit second-guessing yourself. Quit driving with your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. It's not helping you get where you want to go. And if you need to, borrow faith from me. I have confidence in you. I know you can do it. I know you would never be here, you would never have the idea if you couldn't do it. So borrow confidence from me and stop second-guessing yourself. Your daily action step is to take your real life planner, look at that could-do list, and really lean into the column that says inclination. Feel your desire. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to do the thing that's on that list? And start to trust your own desire, your energy, your own preference. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Divine Spirit, divine energy flowing through us, expressing through us as us. The voice of self-doubt is so loud, and the voice of our inner wisdom is so quiet. So in this moment, we turn down the volume on the doubt. And we give our inner wisdom a megaphone. We listen in this moment to what our inner wisdom has to say to us right now. We allow ourselves to know the truth. Allow your inner wisdom to finish this sentence. The truth is what? The truth is what? The truth is. Allowing your deep knowing of the truth. Today, you can allow your deep knowing of the truth to guide your actions. And when doubt comes around again, which she absolutely will, we will greet her with curiosity, inquiry, and tremendous self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself. You are wonderful. You are needed. You are necessary. You are loved.